VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Polls are closing in more states at this hour in the U.S. midterm elections, where voters will decide who will lead Congress over the next 2 years. President Trump is not on the ballot, but many voters across the country see this election as a referendum on his first 2 years in office. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi says her party will regain the House, confident even after feeling Hillary Clinton would win 2 years ago.
This is different.
The Electoral College doesn't matter today.
The popular vote rules.
The key House races this year are in America's suburbs, where more affluent voters have soured on the Trump presidency. But he's arguing his 2 years have helped everyone.
If the radical Democrats take power, they will take a wrecking ball to our economy and to our future.
He's watching returns and making calls at the White House today.
All 435 seats in the U.S. House of Representatives are up for grabs, as are 35 of 100 Senate seats, along with a number of state offices and ballot issues. Voters were determined to make themselves heard on Tuesday, standing in long lines and enduring cool, rainy weather to cast a ballot. Facebook says it has blocked 115 pages tied to U.S. election meddling. Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
Facebook says it shut down 30 Facebook accounts and 85 Instagram accounts for what it described as coordinated inauthentic behavior linked to foreign groups attempting to interfere in U.S. elections. It says it acted on a tip from law enforcement. Facebook reports nearly all the suspicious Facebook pages were in Russian or French, while the Instagram posts were mostly in English and focused on celebrities or political debate. It gave no further details. Last month, it says it took down 82 accounts traced back to Iran. In August, it blocked 652 connected.
This is